What happened to the television shows that we love? What happened to social strategy? And what happened to votes and social positioning being the be-all, end-all? Everything that mattered in these social strategy games, these are not the shows that we fell in love with years and years ago. Big Brother 27 has been a season riddled with poor decisions and awful strategy, but at least it was the players in the house making those moves. Rachel going home via a competition was one of the biggest producer fumbles in the history of the show, a Big Brother 27 HOH level mistake. In case you weren't aware, Rachel has been eliminated from the Big Brother 27 game, and the worst part is, she wasn't voted out of the game, she couldn't finish a maze in the allotted time that she was given. That's absolutely gut-wrenching for Rachel, who was definitely the front-runner of the competition and was very important to the main storylines that were getting told during this season. The comp that she failed to complete was compared to the hamster wheel competition on Reindeer Games. Throwing it into the mainline show and not adapting it in any way to be an HOH or a veto is absolutely nuts. Using it as an elimination challenge is crazy. They've never done this so late in the game. Rachel was playing the best game by far, and to see her game come to an end like this is anticlimactic at best. So many storylines are now unresolved, such as her bond with Keanu, her rivalry with Vince, and the rise and fall of the Judges Alliance. All of these storylines promise to give us entertainment and rooting interest heading into the jury phase of the game, and now all of that is gone. You might think this competition or maze would create some drama or put a bow on some of these relationships. No, she got picked pretty early and just didn't do well at the competition. She choked, she fumbled, she lost. Losing the competition is on nobody but Rachel, but the fact that this was an elimination challenge and this is how you're going to take out somebody 60 days in is absolutely ludicrous. At worst, this is a contender for the worst twist in the history of the show. To lose your top contender, main draw, and biggest character 60 days in after not receiving a single vote for this elimination or otherwise is absolutely baloney. Don't get it twisted. This goes for anybody in the house, not just Rachel. If this was Kelly, Keanu, Vince, anybody in the house, this is just a dumb way to go, especially after working so hard to survive to reach this phase of the game. But in this era of Big Brother, all it comes down to is competitions. And we have seen that with the last few seasons of the show, that if you are just able to win competitions, it doesn't matter how good you were strategically. Winning competitions is apparently the most important thing in the Big Brother game now. Another completely idiotic part of this competition and twist is not everyone had a chance at head of household. Whoever was able to compete in this challenge were the only people eligible to win head of household. And that was only three players, and two of them ended up throwing that competition. That screws up a completely different crop of players who didn't even get an opportunity to play in the head of household. Now they are in danger of being put on the block, and you didn't even give them a chance to fight for head of household for safety. Why would you even do that? Why did any of this sound like a good idea? I don't know how any of this even made it past the planning stage, the whiteboard. This whole competition was stupid. Ava won some comp to be safe for the week and not compete in the first place. Somebody needed to go first in this timed competition. She asked for volunteers, and Rachel and Vince were the only two that volunteered, but because Rachel ended up touching her, not even like, you know, pushing her, doing anything violent against her. She just touched her, and that bothered Ava, and it led to her choosing Vince to go first, a person that she has been so against all season, but somehow always ends up linked back to in some way. A real flabbergasting pick, all because of that one action that Rachel did. This is why no one will take Ava seriously in the end. Vince completes the challenge and chooses Lauren. Morgan wanted to go, and Vince literally always finds ways to piss off his people, but Lauren does really well and then picks Morgan right after, so it doesn't really matter too much. And then Morgan ends up picking Rachel in a spot where she wants Rachel to do well and to advance, and Rachel does not do well, and that ends up being all she wrote. And production at this point has to think this is the worst case scenario. I feel bad for Rachel, and I feel bad that anybody would have gone home during this competition or during this twist. It is dumb, it is idiotic, and it shows that production really doesn't have a grasp on not only how its show is received by fans, but how its game has drawn so much interest over the last 25 years. The way that people have watched this show is for the live feeds and for the social social strategy aspect of the show, not for people winning competitions over and over and over again. In fact, that's something that we have hated. And the fact that they have made a twist 60 days into the game to eliminate somebody is absolutely disrespectful to the audience. And continuing with the trend of the competitions, when we had AI Arena, I think Big Brother got really ahead of itself and thought that this was such a well-received twist that we are going to bring it back with the BB Blockbuster, and these people are going to love it. The BB Blockbuster has provided for some exciting moments this season, but it is still going to be here this week, and is going to be here at least guaranteed for another week after that. I think it's going to be here until the final six or the final seven, because there are still some rumors. The way that Rachel ended up leaving the house, a competition elimination may happen one more time. So there is a likely chance that there will be a BB Blockbuster in the final six, which is absolutely crazy. The fact that this is carrying on this late into the game has again made you rely on competitions, something that we as a fan base are all so sick of. And it's crazy right now that you're going to have to nominate a little less than half the house. And, you know, I've been a fan of the BB Blockbuster and what it has created this season, but Jury is a good stopping point. We don't love the show for the competitions, and we don't love the players who comp out. It's just like the players are saying in the house, it's not the challenge. The Blockbuster was fun, but it should be over. With Rachel gone due to a dumb twist, Lauren, who is the current head of household, she put up Morgan, Ashley, and Will. Kind of surprised no one got to her about nominating Keanu, because he is going to be a real threat moving forward. It turns out he was her renom option. Lauren, Ava, and Kelly have some sort of final three, and the crazy thing is I could see that happening. I'm not sure who would win a jury vote between Ava and Lauren. I think they'd both be better off bringing Kelly to the end. Morgan is Lauren's target, and she did this to herself by throwing the HOH portion of the competition, and she has constantly made irrational decisions throughout the game. I really thought in the post-Mickey eviction she was in a great spot, but after this Rachel screw over, she was in one of the worst positions. But she ends up rebounding because she wins the veto in a scenario where Vince and Lauren, two of the most passive players, ends up throwing the competition. So Morgan's gonna have some sort of false confidence that she has the ability to win competitions. This was very silly on Lauren's part. You would think that she would have wanted to put up Morgan and Keanu to get one of them out. Now you're going to have Keanu, Ashley, and Will on the block, and I have never seen a Blockbuster lineup be tilted so one-sided towards one person, and Keanu should dominate that, and Ashley and Will, one of them is going to end up being sent home, and both of them have had a tough time in the house now, knowing the direction that the show is going with the competitions. The competitions have completely taken away the social strategy aspect. And the fact that Lauren is so passive, and she has been saying all week that she wants to be forced to put Keanu up, she doesn't want to just backdoor him because she doesn't want to look cutthroat, is amazingly stupid. Like, how do you not want to be the player making moves here? This game is so wide open for somebody, and you might be in one of the better positions to just go out and take it. And you not wanting to do that, and you not wanting to make this move, it's just so damning. Like, I just don't know why you wouldn't want to do it. I don't think it hurts your winning chances necessarily, because nobody else outside of that really has a huge resume. Come on, at least be interesting. At least have some purpose for what you're doing. As Rachel leaves the house and Lauren makes what I think are questionable nominations, the game really starts to open up for everybody. I think, funny enough, if Ashley survives this week, she finds herself in a pretty good spot, except she just can't win competitions, so it might not matter for her. I think Vince could also be in a position to start taking the reins, but he needs Morgan to stay, and luckily she ends up winning the power of veto, so I think those two are in a really good spot, and he also has Lauren, obviously, but I still doubt that he wins a jury vote. Ava, I think, has a better resume than she realizes, and maybe has been in a power position more than she's realized as well, but the problem is that she doesn't know that, and she has had so many mental breakdowns throughout the week where she has said that it doesn't even matter. I'm going to be voted out here soon anyway. I can't win any of these competitions. I've just signed up for the challenge. And Ava is so checked out of the game that it almost doesn't even matter. She is probably not going to win the game. And it's sad to see, because she does have somewhat of a decent resume. And if she just got her shit together, I really do think, you know, Ava's somebody that could be a threat at the end. It's not over for you, Ava. It's probably going to be over for people like Keanu, Ashley, and Will before it's over for you. So if you just pick yourself up by your humongous hat, I think you really do have a shot to potentially do something. I think Will is a chill guy, but probably hardly has any win equity. He's not going to win any competitions. I think he kind of sees the writing on the wall for himself as well. Keanu is going to need to comp out, and I think Kelly is going to enter full GOAT status. I think she's almost a lock for the final two, even though people in the house right now are actually starting to talk about maybe I'll vote for Kelly, which is crazy. So there is possibly a world where Kelly could receive some jury votes. I don't know if she'll win, but she could get maybe one or two votes. These are your potential BB27 winners. One of these steaming piles of turds are going to do it, and whoever it is certainly going to be controversial. No one from this crop could win and not be considered extremely flawed. I gave some player rankings in my last video before I knew about Rachel and everything that had went down. Now I'm going to be giving you my top eight. In my next boot tier, I have Ashley, Will, and Keanu. It's likely going to be Ashley or Will going home this week, going up against Keanu in the BB blockbuster. And unfortunately, it's likely going to be Ashley. And Ashley, I think, is one of the people that got the most screwed by this twist being all competition-based and sending her number one ally home. Ashley is somebody who I really thought was in a really good spot, and I thought that could really take this, and if she got to the end, would have had a real solid case to be the winner of the show. But the fact that production changed how the game works ruined her chances of winning the game. Now that's all about competitions. Will and Keanu. Keanu, he's a threat to go home if he's still on the block. He's somebody that if he gets to the end, the people are almost going to be obligated to vote for him, which is absolutely insane. Keep an eye out for Keanu. He could be the winner. That's all I'm saying. Keep an eye on him. And then doubtful winners, we have Kelly, Ava, and Vince. Vince is in a good spot position-wise, but I highly doubt that any jury is going to give him the $750,000. Sucks for him. Should have been a better person. Should have been a better player. Position-wise, though, can't deny that he's in a pretty good spot. Ava's going to have to find a way to get herself back into the game. I don't know if she can do that. And my potential winners, at number two, I have Morgan, and at number one, I have Lauren. Two completely flawed players that I don't think in any other given season have any kind of chance of winning the game. I couldn't stand if Morgan won because I think she would have such an inflated ego on how she played the game, and it has been completely flawed. She has voted wrong. She has been turned on by her alliance. She's had bad reads. She has won competitions where they were thrown to her, but I can see the jury being more pro Morgan than pro Lauren at the end of the day. What Lauren's going to have to do is she's going to have to comp out. I think really what it comes down to is if those two especially are in a final two, it's going to come down to who Vince votes for at the end. Vince probably going to vote for Morgan, isn't he? So it probably won't even matter. But these are probably your two most likely winners, in my opinion. And that just sucks, man. I mean, now that Rachel's off the board, you're going to force Ashley off the board. Lauren and Morgan, I don't think are the greatest representation of what this season has been. I think it would be more fun if Kelly or Keanu won the season personally at this point, just for the chaos of it. Whoever wins this game is going to be one of the worst winners in the history of the show. This season was such a beautiful, chaotic mess. A lot of it was going to be, I think, okay at the end, because you were probably going to either have Rachel in the finals, or you're going to have Rachel maybe sniped out of the game somehow, and it was going to be a fun watch, and whoever did that was probably going to rise to the occasion. It was going to end up being the next favorite to win the game. But we are not going to have that. And we're not going to have the conclusion to so many storylines. And we are going to have a lackluster winner and one of the most flawed winners in the show's history. What do you guys think about all of this? I got to know. Leave it in the comment section down below. Don't forget to check all the links down below as well. You can like me on Facebook at Troop Talks. Follow me on Twitter at Troop Talks. Or follow me on Instagram at Trey Vaughn Pixley. Thank you guys so much for watching this video. As always, I hope you guys have a great rest of your day.